Good morning. When I was praying in my preparation for this message today, I asked the Lord, what is the message that you want me to preach? What is the message that would be most beneficial for our brothers and sisters and our friends?
什么样子的信息呢, 对我们的朋友, 弟兄姐妹, 最有益处?
And the Lord clearly and repeatedly gave me this and impressed it upon my heart.
神一而再再, 多次的, 在我的心里面给我这个负担,
He says the church.
教会,
He says preach the church.
讲道的时候就讲教会,
so here we are today.
所以今天我们在这里,
we're going to be talking about the church.
我们将会讨论什么是教会。
The title of the message today is Who is the Church?
那今天早上的讲道的题目呢, 是谁是教会?
Who is the church and not what is the church?
谁是教会, 而不是在讲什么是教会, 或教会是什么?
So don't think that I made a mistake in titling the message.
所以你不要认为我在准备这个讲道的 主题的时候讲错了,
because I assure you, this is not a mistaken grammar or misuse of words.
这个绝对不是词的运用的不对, 或者是我自己的文法不对。
I want to submit to you that this is the right question to ask.
那我将会在这里来证明这是的确是正确的问题。
And that this is the right question we need to all have an answer to.
这也是一个我们每个人都需要回答的问题。
Well, what's the definition of the word church?
所以教会这个定义当怎么样子定义呢?
I think commonly, when we think of the church, what do we think about?
我们人通常想到教会的时候,我们想到是什么呢?
Maybe a building with a cross on the top?
可能是一个建筑物,上面有个十字架。
Or maybe a place of worship where people talk about God.
或者是一群人聚集在一起,在讨论有关神的事情。
Or perhaps we say, well, that it's the place where Christians have their activities.
或者我们可能说是一个基督徒在一起聚会的一个据点。
So of course, if we're wanting to find a definition, we need to go to the dictionary, right?
那通常我们想要找一个东西的定义的话呢, 我们就要去看词典。
So I looked the word up in Merriam-Webster's dictionary.
所以我就在字典里面找到这个定义。
Three definitions was given.
这一面呢, 在这英文字典里面给了三个定义。
Number one, a building that is used for Christian religious activities.
第一个呢,就是一个容许基督徒在宗教上面聚会的一个建筑物。Okay,
so it talks about the building, we knew that.
所以这边就讲到一个建筑物,我们都知道。Number
two, it says religious services held in a church.
第二个呢,就是它定义就是在一个教堂或在一个建筑物里面的一个宗教仪式。Okay,
so it talks about the activity.
所以这里面呢也讲到所发生的活动。
Well, we knew about that also.
这个可能我们也知道。
Thirdly, it says the church refers to a body or organization of religious believers.
那第三点呢就讲到就是说教会呢是一群宗教信仰相同的人或组织。
Okay, so it speaks of the people.
那这里就讲到这里面是人。
Maybe we kind of know that's how the word church is used.
那我们肯定也了解这个就是对教会的定义。
But what is the biblical definition of the word church?
可是从圣经的观点来讲, 什么才是正确的定义呢?
The Greek word used, translated as church in the New Testament, is the word ecclesia.
希腊文讲这个字叫ecclesia。
And the word ecclesia actually means simply an assembly or gathering of people.
那这个字的定义呢, 就是一群聚在一起的人。
And literally, it means people who are called out.
换句话说呢, 就是被呼召出来的人。
And so in the New Testament, it's important to know that the word ecclesia is used only to refer to those who had been saved.
所以我们要很清楚地了解, 就是在新约圣经里面, 这个教会是在ecclesia, 在讲的就是一群被, 拯救的一群人。
In other words, Christians.
换句话说就是基督徒。
Now the word is used in two different ways, in a general way and in a specific way.
那这个有两个方法的用,一个是很笼统的一个用,然后一个是比较具体的用法。The
general way the word ecclesia is used is referring to Christians all over.
那第一个比较笼统的方法呢,就是所有的基督徒。
We see this in Acts chapter 9, verse 31. When Paul was converted, he became one of the Christians. He started to fearlessly preach the gospel of Christ instead of persecuting the church.
那我们看到这一点呢，第一个就是在使徒行传第九章第三十一节里面讲到，就是保罗信主以后呢，他就变成基督徒，变成一个基督徒中的一份子，然后呢，他就开始很勇敢的在传讲耶稣的信息的好福音，不再逼迫教会。
And so the verse says, so the church, meaning the Christians, throughout all the regions of Judea and Galilee and Samaria, had peace and was being built up.
所以使徒行传九章第三十一节就说，那时犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安，被建立。
And so it is speaking about, in a general sense, the Christians living in the region.
那换句话说，他就很笼统的就讲说是住在这个区域里面的基督徒。
Now, in a very specific sense, ecclesia is used to refer to Christians who are gathered in a particular geographical area. In other words, people who are gathered in a local church.
可是有另外一个方法，不是只是在讲笼统的一群基督徒聚在一起，有在圣经里面也可以看到，它是在指一个小地方，一群基督徒在一起的。换句话就是我们的地方教会。
We see this as an example in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2, when Paul was addressing his epistle or his letter to the believers in the city of Corinth.
我们可以在这里可以从哥林多前书一章二节里面，我们可以看到保罗在开始在祝福这群教会的时候，他是对住在这一群里面的弟兄里面讲的。
He started out by saying to the church of God that is in Corinth.
他开始的时候说写信给在哥林多神的教会。
And who are these in the church?
那在这个教会里面的有谁呢？
Well, if we continue reading the verse, it says to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus.
那我们继续看的话，我们就会看到他说在基督耶稣里成圣。蒙召做圣徒的。
Called to be the saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。
So when he says the church, he's really talking about the believers who are gathered in the city of Corinth.
所以他在讲教会的时候，他这一面指的教会是指一群在哥林多聚会在一起的信徒们。
Now, it is important, and I think it's worthwhile for us to know that out of the 114 times the word ecclesia is used in the New Testament, not once was it used to describe a building.
很重要的一点就是这个字 ecclesia 在新约圣经里面出现了114次，可是114次当中没有任何一次是在指教会的这个建筑物。
Not once was it referring to the place where the believers gathered.
也从来没有一次讲到就是说是一个聚会的地点。
我先用中文讲一下。中文里面有两个词来翻译教会，英文的教会 church。
In Chinese, there are two words that are used to translate the word church.
教堂和教会。
And there is the church building.
教堂和教会。
Yeah, okay. 教堂和教会。
Okay.
It's the same word, church.
Okay. 教堂我们都知道，基本上使用它的就是讲到教会的建筑。
Usually, when we refer to the church, we refer to the church building in which the church gathers and meets.
但是当我们用教会的时候，可以是讲到教会的建筑，也可以讲到是教会里面的人。
But usually, sometimes when we refer to the word church, it could be used interchangeably, whether it's referring to the building as well as the Christians that are gathered there.
所以你们如果看圣经的时候，你们会发现教堂这个词在中文圣经里面是不会出现的。
So if you look at the Chinese translation, you'll never find the word the building, the church building.
每一次翻译 church 或者是 ecclesia 这个名词的时候，就是会使用教会。
Okay, so every time in the Chinese word is referring to the gathering or the believers or the church.
教会的使用都是讲到人。
And the word church is always referred to the group of people.
讲到的是信徒。
It refers to the believers.
讲到的就是基督徒。
It refers to Christians.
Okay, back to English. So this is why the title of the message is Who is the Church?
这就是为什么今天的 今天的题目是谁是教会?
And that's the question to ask, and not what is the church.
所以问的问题是谁是教会, 而不是在什么是教会, 教会是什么?
Because the correct and biblical understanding of the church is the people.
所以我们如果要对教会有正确的认知的话, 我们要看这里面这一群人是谁?
It is not the buildings, it is not the activities, it is not the organization.
不是在指这个教会的教堂, 不是在指里面的活动,
或他组织,
或组织。
This is the heart of God.
这是神的心意。
His message for mankind throughout the history had always been the same.
他从历史来看, 神给人的信息都是一样的。
It had always been a message of love to the people.
这个信息呢, 就是神的爱, 对于, 是神对于他子民的爱。
His care and his concern had always been shown to the people whom he loves.
他的爱, 他的关爱, 他的关护, 他的祝福, 都的对象都是他所爱的人。
Because what he loves are the people, it's you and I.
他所爱的是你跟我, 是爱人。
His heart is always on you and I.
他的心意都是在于你跟在我身上。
It has never been and it will never be on the buildings, on the activities, or on the organization.
从未发生, 也, 未来也绝对不会发生, 他的爱绝对不会是对一个建筑物或一个组织。
Now in the Bible, there are several different metaphors used to describe the church.
在圣经里面有, 在讲到教会的时候, 用了一些不同的比喻。
And specifically, these metaphors are used to exemplify the close and intimate relationship that Jesus Christ has with his church.
那这些比喻的用法呢, 是在于来告诉我们信徒, 神, 耶稣跟教会之间这个亲密的关系。
And I will quickly share with you five of these metaphors.
那我会很快地跟你们分享这五个比,
but we'll only have time to take a closer look at one of them.
可是我们只会有时间很深入地来看一个。
The first metaphor is the metaphor of marriage.
那第一个比喻呢, 就是如婚姻一样。
Ephesians chapter 5 verses 22 to 33 describe to us in detail Christ's love, his self-sacrificing love for the church.
在以弗所书第五章第22、第23节, 我们可以看到的就是神这个牺牲对他教会这个牺牲的爱。
That his love for the church causes him to give up his life for the church.
因他爱这个教会, 所以他愿意舍己, 甚至将他的生命舍去给予这个教会。
And that he would sanctify the church unto himself as a bridegroom would have with his bride.
他就能够同样的, 如一个先生对于丈夫的这样子牺牲的爱来洁净他, 他们也, 神也是这样子来洁净我们。
And so in terms of relationship, there's no relationship that is more intimate and closer than the relationship that of a bride and a bridegroom.
所以我们讲到人与人之间的关系, 没有任何一个关系比先生跟太太, 夫妻之间的关系更来得亲密。
Another metaphor used by Jesus is the metaphor of the vineyard.
另外一个用的这个比喻呢, 就是在讲的是一个葡萄园。
In John chapter 15, Jesus says in verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
在约翰福音第15章第5节这样子说,我是葡萄树,你们是枝子,藏在我里面的,我也藏在他里面,这人就多结果子。人若,因为离了我,你们就不能做什么。
And so we derive our life through Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道我们是生命是从耶稣而出。
And by being constantly connected to him.
我们能够持续有这样子的生命, 是因为我们跟神有连续, 跟耶稣有连续。
And that connection is like the branch to the vine.
这个联系的关系呢, 就如一个枝子跟一个树之间的关系。
It's an inseparable relationship.
这个你没有办法分隔的关系。
And then a third metaphor used by Jesus is the shepherd and his flock.
那第三个用的比喻呢, 就是如一个牧羊者跟他的所牧羊的这一群。
Of course, Jesus is the shepherd.
我们当然知道耶稣就是牧羊。
And we are his flock.
我们知道我们是他的羊, 圈中的羊。
In John chapter 10, Jesus says in verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
在约翰福音第10章第11节说, 耶稣这样子说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
And again in verse 14, I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own knows me.
在第十四节里面也继续说，我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
Jesus being the good shepherd.
啊，我们知道耶稣是好牧人。
He would go out into the wilderness to seek that one lost sheep.
他会因着那个失落的一个羊，他会愿意到外面去寻找他。
He is willing and he has laid down his life for his sheep.
他愿意，也他也曾经，有过为他的羊舍命。
And this metaphor about the shepherd and this flock is permeated throughout the New Testament.
所以在新约圣经里面，我们可以很清楚的看到，就是这个牧羊跟这个牧羊者跟羊群之间的关系，在新约里面一直可以看到重复的出现。
And so these three metaphors, the marriage, the vineyard, and the shepherd.
所以这三个刚刚讲到的比喻，不论是婚姻，不论是葡萄园，或者是在讲牧羊者。
They all illustrate the closeness that Jesus Christ has with his church.
这个比喻告诉我们，神耶稣跟教会之间这个亲密的关系。
But it's also interesting to know that while these three metaphors are used to describe the relationship of Jesus and the church in the New Testament, the same metaphors are also used by God to describe his relationship with the Israelites in the Old Testament.
很特别的是，在新约圣经里面，我们可以看到这个三个比喻的重复的出现。可是你知道吗？若是你看到旧查考旧约圣经的话，你也会发觉这样子的比喻就是在讲神跟以色列人之间的关系。
The next two metaphors that we will look at are exclusively found in the New Testament.
可是接下来的两个比喻呢，只有在新约圣经里面可以找得到。
They are unique. They're not found in the Old Testament.
他们非常的独特，就是在旧约里面没有找到。
These are the church as a building found in Ephesians chapter 2.
第一个呢，就是教会如一个建筑物，这个在以弗所书第二章。
And the second one is church as the body of Christ, and this is found in Ephesians chapter 4 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
那另外一个呢，就是在讲会教会如同一个身体一般，那这个可以在以弗所书第四章、哥林多前书十二章里面找到。
So what's so special about these two metaphors being only in the New Testament and not found in the Old Testament?
所以这两个比喻呢，只有在因为在新约圣经才出现，它到底有什么特别呢？
What's the big deal?
到底有什么特别呢？
Well, it is actually very significant.
事实上，这是非常非常的重要。
Because these metaphors are used exclusively in the New Testament,
因为这两个比喻只有在新约圣经里出现。
It tells us that these two metaphors describe a unique relationship the church has with Jesus Christ.
因为只有在新约圣经里面出现，所以可以看到这个教会跟耶稣之间这个特别的关系是什么。
And so that at the same time, that the promises we receive as the church and the manner of life in which we must live as the church will be different than those that were given, applied to the Israelites according to the Old Testament.
所以因着这样子的关系，我们从神那里得着的应许，以至于我们应当如何的生活，就跟在旧约时代以色列人活的方法有一点不同。
And so today we'll take a closer look at the building metaphor.
所以呢，今天呢，我们就会来看看教会如建筑物这个比喻。
Next time we'll look at the body metaphor.
那下一次我们将会讲说教会如肢体的比喻。
So the church is a building.
所以今天讲教会呢，就如同一个建筑物。
Wait a minute, you may say.
但你可能说等一下。
I've been paying attention today.
我今天早上我有在，刚刚有在听。
You started out by saying church is not a building, and you made that point very clear.
你在开始的时候你说教会不是建筑物，而且你非常非常的明确的这样子讲。
So what is it?
所以到底教会是什么呢？
Is it a building or is it not a building?
它到底是建筑物还是不是建筑物呢？
Would you turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2?
那如果可以的话，请你翻开到以弗所书第二章。
This will be the primary text for us today.
这将是我们主要来查考的经节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 19 through 22.
在以弗所书第二章19到21节。
When we find it there, let us all read it together.
那我们翻到的时候，我们将会一同用。
I will be reading from my NIV Bible.
他会先用英文阅读,
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through
22. 以弗所书第二章19到第22节.
Okay, on three. 1, 2, 3. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
好，我们一同阅读以弗所书第二章19到22节，我们一起开始。这样，你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。 并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，在基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的地方。So
remember, we're talking about metaphors, right?
记得我们现在在讲是在讲比喻哦。
So building is a metaphor.
所以这个建筑是在讲一个比喻.
It is used to describe the church.
这是用来形容这个教会.
Which has a foundation.
它有一个房角石.
一根基. Which is being built up and is growing.
那它在这根基上呢，就被建造起来.
And ought to become a dwelling of God.
可最终呢，是成为一个神所居住的所在.
So this is not a building made by hands.
这不是一个人所建造的一个建筑物,
but it's a building nonetheless.
可是人就是像一个建筑物一样。
And so let's take a closer look at the three components of this building.
那我们来看这个建筑物呢, 它里面有三个很重要的部分。
The foundation.
第一个就是根基。
The building material.
就是建材。
And the purpose.
然后目的。
Because these are the three key components of the church.
因为这个也是教会的三个的重要的因素。
So first, the foundation.
所以第一个呢, 我们要再讲就是根基。
Verse 20 tells us that the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and of the prophets, with Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone.
那第20节呢, 我们可以看到, 教会呢, 是被建造在使徒和先知的根基上, 有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Now there's nothing more important for building than to have a proper and a solid foundation.
若是今天在建任何的房子，很重要的就是它要有一个好的根基。
The foundation determines the direction of the building, the size of the building, and for what purpose the building can be used for.
那根基的重要性呢，就是在讲说这个房子呢是要建的建到什么，往哪一个方向建筑，要建的多大，然后它的目的或者它最终目的是作为什么。
And so similarly, there's nothing more important for the church than to have Jesus Christ himself and the message of his love, his death, his resurrection to be established as the central, crucial, and essential matter of the church.
所以对于一个教会来讲，没有一个东西比耶稣基督他自己的爱、他的死、他的复活来的更重要、不可缺乏的。
That was the foundation laid by the apostle and the prophets, right?
这个不是就是先知跟 先祖跟使徒所建造的吗?
That was their message.
这不就是他们的信息吗?
It was Christ and him crucified.
是耶稣与耶稣一同被钉在十字架上。
That message was preached to us.
这个信息已经跟我们讲了。
In order that we may come to know the message of Christ's great love and his redemption.
所以我们可以从这个信息当中知道神对我们的大爱跟神是如何的拯救我们。It
was preached in order that we may come to experience the glorious freedom from the forgiveness of our sins.
这个好信息的宣告呢，是让我们知道我们今天已经在神里得释放了。罪得释放了。And
in order that we may learn to trust in him.
所以我们可以来信靠耶稣,
so that we may be able to rejoice and have hope in this life because our lives have been renewed.
所以我们在活在这个世上的时候呢, 我们可以一个喜乐的心来活在这世上, 因为我们有一个新的生命。
So Jesus Christ himself and the teaching of the apostles and the prophets Or in other words, the Word of God, these things must be clearly and centrally established and maintained in the church.
所以一个很重要的一点就是耶稣自己本身使徒先知的教导需要他们在讲的这个信息呢在教会里面一定要被讲到。
Because that's the foundation of the church.
因为这个是教会的根基。
This is the first key component of the church.
所以当我们在讲到教会如一个建筑物的时候这是第一个要素。
And according to this passage, the second key component is the building material.
依据以弗所书第二章这一段讲的呢第二个很重要的一个要素呢就是建材。
What's the building material?
这个建材是什么呢?
Or maybe a better question to ask, which would be in line with the title of the message is, who is the building material?
可能更好的一个问题就是与今天的主题是一样的就是到底谁是这建材呢?
It's the believers.
那这里面讲就是信徒。
Those who have been saved.
得救了。
The Christians.
就是基督徒。
Verse 19, referring to those who are being built up, it says, So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household.
第十九节呢 讲到的这些被神建造的是什么呢 这样你们不再做外人和客旅了是与圣徒同国是神家里的人了。
In fact, the beginning of chapter 2 actually gives us an even better description of what this material is.
事实上在以弗所书第二章的前面开始甚至给我们一个更好形容这个建材的内容。
Will you look with me, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 7.
那我们如果阅读以弗所书第二章第一到第七节。
I'm going to read 1 through 3 first.
我将会阅读第一到第三节。
As for you, you were dead in your transgression and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world, and of the rulers of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts, like the rest, We were by nature objects of wrath.
以弗所书第二章第一到第三节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，随从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前有都在他们中间放纵肉体和私欲。随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一模一样。
But look, verse 4 to 7, big change.
可是我们看第四节到第七节的时候，我们看到一个很大的改变。
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ,And seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
第四节就一个大的转内点。然而，神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所赐的恩慈，写明给后来的世代看。
Brothers and sisters, this is the building material.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是这个建材。
It is us.
就是我们。
Sinners saved by grace.
罪人。因着恩而得救的。
It is us who walked according to the course of this world.
就是指我们本来是随着这世上的风俗而行。
We have lived in the lust of our flesh.
我们所过着是我们自己肉体私欲而行。
We who indulged in the desires of the flesh and of the mind.
我们是放纵肉体。的私欲随着肉体和心中的喜好来行的。
But brothers and sisters, these descriptions are all in the past.
可是弟兄姐妹，这都是在形容我们过去是这样的。
They're all in the past tense.
这些都是过去式来形容。
Praise the Lord.
我们真的要感谢赞美神。
Because what God is using as the building material isn't that dirty and filthy, good for nothing material.
因为今天神在建造这个教会的时候，他所用的这个材料不再是那些污秽、肮脏、没有用的材料。
That's who we once were.
这是我们本来是这样子的。
What God is using today is as the building material is the saved man and the saved woman.
可是今天神用来建造这个教会的建材呢，就是已经得救的弟兄、得救的姐妹。
It is us who have experienced firsthand how rich God is in His mercy.
而是我们这一群得救的人，已经第一手经验体验到神这个丰盛的爱是怎么样。
Those of us who have experienced firsthand how great His love is that He has shown us.
我们第一手经验知道神的恩典是何其的大。
The scripture tells us that even when we were still dead in our transgressions, He made us alive together with Christ.
在圣经里面提，在经节里面提醒我们人在死，在罪犯之中的时候，他已经拯救了我们。
And as if that was not enough,
可是好像这个不够的话呢？
God seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
他又叫我们与耶稣基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Dear ones, let us be very clear.
所以，亲爱的，我们要非常清楚一件事。
The building material for the church of God needs to be the most precious material.
建立教会的这个材料建材呢，将是要最好最好的材料。
It needs to be the most holy material.
需要最圣洁的材料。
It needs to be a heaven-made material.
需要是从天上来的材料。
So this cannot simply be the people who fill the rows on Sundays in the churches.
这不是只是在指说教会在礼拜天来到当中所有坐在这里的人。
It is not even people who may consider themselves as Christians because they go to church, maybe even go regularly.
这不包括，这绝对不能够指。不能够包括那些自认为自己是基督徒，甚至常常很定期的来教会的。
Because the people who are the building material used by God must be those who have experienced personally the saving grace through faith in Christ Jesus.
这个建材呢，将是要那一群人。这一群人是什么样的人呢？这一群人就是自己亲身体验过神这个丰盛的爱的人。
They are the people who have forsaken their former ways of worldly living and have committed their lives to live for Christ.
这一群人呢，就是已经愿意放弃他过去在世上生活的模式，而今天愿意完全的为主而活的人。
These are the people who have answered the call by Jesus who said, "Take up my cross and follow me."
这也是这一群人呢，就是回复了，回答了神的呼召，就是说，我们将舍己，要背起十字架上跟着他。
These will not be double-minded people.
这些人将不会是两边都要做，不知道怎么样做决定的人。
People who may seem to love God and His church, who may even serve in a church.
可能这些可能包括一些，不包括一些可能在教会里面很认真的在侍奉的人。
But at the same time, being very well versed with all types of entertainment and pleasures that this world has to offer.
可是如果这一群人呢，是因着也随着这世俗上面而得到，从这世俗上面得取他心里面所想要肉体上面的这些私欲的行为的时候，这一群人也不能被神所使用。
These will not be backsliding people.
这些将不会是一直往后退的人。
Who have once maybe forsaken their former ways to follow Christ.
可能有一阵子他愿意舍去他过去的生活来跟
神。They may even have been baptized to show that conversion.
他们可能甚至有受洗过来证明他有得救。
But now they have slipped right back into their former ways.
可是他们这一群人呢，不可能是又回到过去的生活当中。
Living in the lust of the flesh.
住在他们肉体私欲的生命当中，
indulging in the desires of the flesh and of the mind，
所过的生活呢，都是想要满足自己肉体私欲的方法。
No，
不是的。
The building material of the church that is used by God，
神要来建造这个教会所用的这个建材，
will be those that Jesus Christ has called His own。
是耶稣基督自己称为自己的人。
And these will be those who will know His voice and will follow Him.
这些人呢，就如羊一样，知道他们的主人是谁的。
They will follow him unwaveringly. They will follow him all the days of their lives, and they will follow him until the end.
他们会跟随他，不但跟随他，他们会完完全全信实实的跟随他，跟随到最终。
Now it is also important for us to know in this passage.
可是从同样这段经节，我们有一个很重要的要了解。
That the individual building materials of the church were also being fitted together and must be growing. Verse 21.
在第二十一节，我们可以看到。第二十一节我们可以看到这一群人呢，或这一个建材呢，一直在神的恩典里面成长。
We must recognize that as the church, in other words, those who are saved and are part of a local body,
我们要了解，当我们是教会中的一份子，当我们是得救成为这一份子的时候，
We as a church, we are a collection of many people of different backgrounds.
我们是一群从不同的地方、不同背景被神召聚起来的人。
We will come in all different colors and shapes.
我们可能会不同的不同的样式、不同的背景。
We will have maybe vastly differing culture and languages and ages.
我们可能语言不同，我们年纪不同，我们背景不同。
Much like our church.
就像我们的今天教会。
We have people from China.
我们有从国内来的。
Northern, Southern, Central.
不论是北中南。
We have people from Hong Kong.
我们有从香港来的弟兄姐妹。
We have people from Taiwan.
我们从台湾来的。
We have people from the Southeast Asian countries.
有从东南亚国家来的。
We have OBCs.
我们有在外国出生的中国人。
Overseas born Chinese.
在外国出生的中国人。
We have ABCs.
我们有在美国成长的中国人。
American born Chinese.
在美国出生的中国人。
We even have NBCs. Not born as a Chinese.
我们也有在我们当中不是中国人的。
But God called all of us together.
可是神召聚了我们。
And he has fitted us together.
他也把我们组织在这里。
For a reason.
有一个目的。
That is that the church may grow.
这个教会可以成长。
And the only way that the church may grow is by the building blocks being solidly interlocked together with one another.
这个教会要能够建筑起来呢，就是建材与建材之间呢，需要彼此之间有这个结合。
And when the building blocks are so joined together, they're now able to support one another. They're able to be stacked one on top of the other.
当结合在一起的时候呢，他们就会增加他们的力量，所以其他的建材就可以在上面再堆积上去。
This is how the church can expand wider.
这就是让教会可以变得更大。
And how it can extend higher.
也可以变更高。
This speaks to us directly.
这个是对我们每个人的一个信息。
As the members of the church.
你问一下教会里面的每一个分子。
How should we live, that we need to be living an active part of this spiritual building?
我们当我们是这个教会里面的一份子的时候，我们应当如何在属灵上面的生活呢？
It speaks exactly to the manner in which we must live as the children of God.
这个就教导我们说，我们就要如同我们是神的孩子一般的生活。
We must love the brotherhood.
我们需要彼此相爱。
Love the sisterhood.
我们需要爱弟兄爱姐妹。
We need to be supportive of our brothers and sisters.
我们需要能够支撑我们的弟兄跟姐妹。
We need to be active in bearing the burdens of one another.
我们要能够彼此背起这个担子。
And all in all,
所以最终呢
？Be active in our love and in our service to one another.
可是最重要，我们要能够彼此的爱，彼此的服侍。
So when we understand this,
当我们了解这一点的时候
，we know that in the church there should only be one type of Christians.
我们就了解，在神的这个教会当中，只有一种基督徒。
There are not Christians who are co-workers and Christians who are not.
我们教会里面不是只有同工的属于同工的基督徒或不同工的基督徒。
There's not two classes of Christians.
没有两种不同阶级的基督徒。
Who are the co-workers?
谁是同工呢
？They are the Christians.
这就是基督徒。
And if Christians are not part of the serving of the church,
如果基督徒没有在服侍、在侍奉这个教会的话呢
？As that building material,
那如同在一个教会里一个建筑物里面的这个建材的时候
Where does that material fit into the church?
那这个建材要放在哪里呢
So there's one class of Christian.
所以只有一种基督徒。
Those who are active and who are living, who are participating in the growth and the expansion of the church.
这个基督徒呢，就是在热心的侍奉，在彼此的关爱，在成长的基督徒。
Now, when we do so as a church, we may be able to fulfill the purpose that God has for the church.
当我们这个建筑物因着里面的建材在慢慢的成长的时候，在建筑了起来的时候，我们可能可以满足神建造这个教会的目的。
Which is the third key component of the church.
啊，就是在讲到这个教会或者这个建筑物的第三个目的。
The purpose of the church.
那就是教会的目的。
Verses 21 and 22 tells us that the church is to grow into a holy temple of the Lord, and that we are to be built together in Christ.Into a dwelling of God in spirit.
所以在21跟22节，他就说各房呢要靠他联络得势，然后呢渐渐的成为主的圣殿，所以呢他们也可以靠着他被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Loved ones, as a church, when we stand ourselves on the proper foundation, which is Jesus Christ and the Word of God.
亲爱的，当我们这个教会是建筑在耶稣基督跟他神的话语为根基的时候。
And when we fulfill our calling to be that living and active member of the church,
而我们呢愿意回应我们被呼召出来，来做一个活泼，来做一个有行动在教会里面服事的肢体的时候。
By loving one another,
当我们彼此相爱。
By supporting one another,
在彼此支持。
By serving one another,
在彼此服事的时候
then we become the holy temple of God.
就我们就成为神的圣殿
a dwelling place where God's presence and His glory resides.
这个地方呢，神自己与神的光荣将会在这个圣殿同在。
Do you realize what that means?
你知道这什么意思吗？
It means that we, as the church, would become a piece of heaven on earth.
这意思就是说，我们可能就是天上在这个地下的一部分，从天上而来，在这个地方居住的一部分。
我们在地上，在教会里面，就好像是天堂的一部分。And that those who come in contact with us will be able to have a taste of heaven, and they will be able to see God, meet God, and they will be able to experience the presence of God.
所以任何人来到接触到这个教会的时候呢，他们就可以经历到神，能够看见神。
That's crazy.
这蛮特别的一件事。
It's completely unthinkable and unfathomable.
这是个我们无法想象、无法测透的。
That God of all heaven and earth,
就是创造宇宙万物的神
，the creator of the whole universe,
创造世界上所有的东西的
，the king of all kings and the lord of all lords.
万王之王，万主之主的神。
That he would find it acceptable to come into our midst.
他会愿意来到我们当中。
A group of unworthy sinners.
一群不配的罪人。
But as his church.
可是当我们是他的教会的时候。
He would come into our midst.
他愿意来到我们当中。
And he will have fellowship with us in the most intimate and in the most personal way.
他会与我们同在，跟我们有最亲密、最亲密的关系。
Well, I guess this is after all the heart of God.
我想这个呢，就是神自己的心意。
Because the fact is, throughout Scripture, from Genesis in the Old Testament all the way through Revelation in the New Testament, that is the same message that God gave.
因为我们若是看圣经。从创世纪到最后的启示录，这是神同样的一个信息。
The consistent message and the same calling to us is this.
这个信息是什么呢？
It is that there's nothing more that God wants than to be able to have a relationship with His people.
神最渴望的就是神的人，属神的人可以跟他有好的关系。
There's nothing more that God wants than to be able to dwell among His people.
神所最想要的就是与属他的人同在。
These are the people whom he created.
这一群人是他所创造的。
The people who he loves.
是他所爱的。
The people who he saves.
是他所拯救的。
Only if we would repent of our sins and return to him.
如果我们愿意认罪回归到他前面。
So who is the church?
所以到底谁是教会呢？
Are you the church?
你是教会吗？
Am I the church?
我是教会吗？
I think that's the question we need to ask ourselves.
我想这是我们每个人需要问自己的问题。
Am I the church?
我到底是不是教会中的一份子？
Am I a person whose life is solidly rooted in the life of Jesus Christ?
我的生命是不是跟耶稣有不能分隔的关系？
Am I a person whose sins have been forgiven because of the work our Lord Jesus Christ has done on the cross?
因着主耶稣在十字架上所成就的事，我的罪是否已经得赦免了？
Am I a person who lives my life in accordance and in obedience to the word of God?
我是否是一个愿意过我所过的生活是依据圣经的教导，圣神的话语的教导？
Do I have that foundation in my life?
我有没有这样子的根基呢？
And then, am I living an active life of service?
第二个，我有没有在很热心的在服侍呢？
Do I love my brothers and sisters?
我爱我的弟兄姐妹吗？
Do I love God's church?
我爱不爱神的教会呢？
Am I always eager and earnest in participating and contributing in the building and the growth of the church?
我愿意很认真、很忠心的参与教神教会的成长吗？
And when I do so,
当我做这件事的时候，
Do I see the glory of God?
我有没有看到神的荣耀？
Do I see the presence of God?
我有没有看到神的同在？
Do I experience God together with my brothers and sisters?
我有没有看到经历到神的同在，跟弟兄姐妹一同经历神的同在？
I hope your answer is yes.
希望你的答案是是的。
I hope your answer is a confident yes.
希望你是很确实的说是是的。
I hope your answer is a resounding yes.
希望你很肯定的可以说你的答案是是的。
Now, the past 2 weeks has been one of the most difficult times for Cindy and I.
过去这两周是我跟 Cindy 生活中最辛苦的这两周。
I think I would not be exaggerating. I think Cindy would definitely agree with me to say that the past 2 weeks probably is the most difficult times that we've experienced thus far.
我想我跟 Cindy 都可以讲说，过去这两周是我们一生所经历最困难的这两周。
It had been very exhausting and very challenging.
非常的累，也非常的体力几乎都没有了。
Well, besides the regular routine of having to take care of 5 kids,
当然我们有五个孩子，
sending the older one to school, taking them back home, doing homework with them.
不论是带小孩子，带比较大的孩子上下学，跟他们一同读书，
bathe them, feed them, clean up after them,
帮他们洗澡，要给他们食物，甚至要在他们做事之后要整理，为他们的事情整理的时候，
of course, disciplining them,
甚至在教导他们。
But in the midst of all, and of course, plus, we have to care for the 7-month-old twins.
那在这照顾这三个比较大的以外，我们还有一个7个月大的双胞胎。
Which in and of itself is a double full-time job for the mommy.
那这个实际上呢，事实上等于妈妈在同时有兼两个职位。
Now, in the midst of all this, all my 5 kids caught the cold.
在这时候呢，我五个孩子都生病了。
Then, at work, I happened to be dealing with one of the heaviest workload I've ever dealt with at my company.
在公司那边呢，我从来没有，公司从来没有给我这么多工作做。
In addition, I was preparing for the sermon.
我在准备今天的讲道。
And then,
然后呢？
There's still an end then.
还有一些。
2 weeks ago, Cindy's grandpa was sent to the hospital.
两周前 ，Cindy 的祖父被送去急诊室。
He was kept in the ICU.
他在急诊室待了一段时间。
And soon later, we knew that it's a matter of days before we have to say goodbye to him.
在那个时候呢，我们大概知道，只要再过几天，我们大概就要跟他们说再见，跟他说再见。
So physically, emotionally, we are completely spent.
从体力的观点来讲，从心力的观点来讲，我们好像已经完全一无所有。
We've gone beyond complete exhaustion.
我们已经超乎我们能够承受的。
So there really isn't any word that can really describe how it was.
所以我想没有办法用任何的词来形容我们的感觉。
But throughout this very difficult time,
可是在这个很困难的时候，
we had brothers and sisters and families who cared for us.
我们有弟兄姐妹家人来关心我们，
who prayed for us.
为我们祷告。
Who lend their support to us?
帮助我们，支持我们。
Who showed their love to us?
用他们的行动来彰显他们的爱。
And God was especially gracious to us.
可是神呢特别恩待我们。
Because He allowed us a chance before Grandpa passed away that we were able to read the scripture with him.
他容许在在阿公还没走之前，我们有机会将圣经再次阅读给他听。
To sing him to him.
我们可以唱诗给他听。
To pray with him.
可以跟他一同祷告。
And most important of all, God allow us.To be able to confirm the faith that Grandpa has in the Lord.
可是最重要的，我们有一段时间可以来确实了解到我们的祖父是得救的。
And Grandpa was able to express that he is secure in the Lord, and that he has peace, and that he knows where he's headed, that he is going to be with his Lord.
陈爷爷那个时候也能够很确实的了解，能够跟我们说，他知道他得救了，他知道。他心里面有平安，他知道他未来要去什么地方。
The very reason why Cindy and I could still rejoice and have peace and be hopeful during this time of difficulty when life looked and felt like it was hopeless is this.
在这个看起来，从外面的人看起来好像是完全没有希望的时候。在我们完全没有体力的时候，可是我跟 Cindy 能够忍着以一个喜乐、一个平安、对未来有盼望的心，能够继续下去。
Is the ever so constant presence of the Lord？
是因为主一直与我们同在。
And it is because of the love and care and the support of brothers and sisters and family。
也是因着弟兄姐妹跟家人对我们的爱跟支持。
This is how a church ought to be。
这个就是教会应当的样子。
This is how the church is.
这就是教会。
So thank you, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢弟兄姐妹。
But most importantly, thank you, God.
可是我感谢神。
And may all the glory and praise and thanks be to God.
愿所有的荣耀赞美都归给我们的神。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, I thank you for your love for us.
父啊，我们为你给我们的大爱献上感谢。
Lord, your love is immeasurable.
主啊，你的爱是无法衡量的。
It's incomprehensible.
是无法了解的。
That while we are still sinners and dead in our trespasses, that you would give us life and raise us up together with Jesus Christ.
在我们人是罪人的时候，你竟愿意为我们而死，让我们。能够与耶稣一同复活。
Not only have you given us a way out from the bondage of sin,
不但给了我们一个可以脱离罪的捆绑的方法。
You give us a life that is full of hope and joy and peace.
可是你给予我们一个丰盛的生命，这丰盛的生命里面让我们可以有喜乐跟平安。
Your calling to us is to return to you.
你呼召我们，要我们回归到你。
Your calling to us is be your church.
你叫我们，你呼召我们成为你的教会。
So that you may come and dwell in our midst.
所以你可以与我们同在。
So that we may behold your glory and we may experience your presence.
所以我们可以经历到你的荣耀，可以感觉到你的同在。
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们真是感谢你。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告不配奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen.